Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 140 people killed, another 525 or more wounded when airstrikes hit a funeral ceremony in Yemen for the father of the Houthi government official. The Houthi rebels are blaming the attack on the Saudi-led coalition, which has come under increasing international scrutiny over alleged civilian deaths. Coalition denies any responsibility for this latest attack. Meantime, the United States says it's launching an immediate review of the Saudi-led coalition. White House National Security Council spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is deeply disturbed by all of this and that the U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. Russia has vetoed a draft U.N. Security Council resolution seeking to end the deadly bombing in the Syrian city of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block UN action aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault, who flew to New York for the rare Saturday vote, said, "What is at stake first and foremost is the fate of Aleppo and its people." The United States and its European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria, suggesting that they could impose sanctions, calling for war crimes investigations. German police searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Al-Bakr is from Syria. Series of attacks hit Germany this summer, and the Islamic State claimed responsibility for two in late July. This is VOA News.